Hello everybody and welcome to episode 73 of Gordon Valentine's podcast. This is recorded today on the 28th of October 2007. First of all, some really good news, and that's my boyfriend Mike has got a new job at long last, which is fantastic news. As you could tell, he was over the moon that he got it. He basically sent me a text message straight away to when he heard that he got the job, saying how happy he was that he got the job. Only bad thing about the job is it's only a short-term contract up till Christmas, but even then, he's doing 45 hours a week, I think it is, and the pay is not too bad, so basically it means he'll pay off most of his debt. Hopefully not all of it, but a fair bit of it, which is really good. Only bad thing about having a job now is that it basically means his hours class of mine, but he works during the day, and I basically work at night, so it basically means we don't get to see as much of each other as we used to, so I now get to see him about once, twice a week, if I'm lucky, but yeah, it's good that he's got a job again, he's getting four monies, so that's that good news, and now I'll tell you about some other good news. And this is about me and what I do at work. At long last, I've had a bit of a promotion at work. I haven't mentioned it before because I didn't know anything about that was going to happen. Basically, I found out last week that my boss was leaving, so that was, well, good news to be honest, but I won't say too much about that in case anyone listens to it and I get told off. Anyway, so we basically got a new temporary boss, and who's basically the second he got the job, has been the temporary boss, decided he's going to make lots of big changes, and one of the big things he did is basically made me a bar supervisor, which is fantastic news, because they used to have a bar supervisor a long time ago, but for some reason when the bar supervisor left, they never bothered getting anybody else to do it. So she decided that the first thing she was going to do was basically make me bar supervisor. So she told me last Tuesday, I think it was, but I couldn't tell anybody officially that I got it, because she didn't want their boss, who was just about to leave, knowing that she's always making big changes for the night's left. So I basically started doing that job last night, and the first night went really well, and even better than that, I got a text message from my boss saying what a good job I did, which sort of made my day, because it's nice to have a boss actually, if you do a good job, tell us that you've done a good job. So it went really smooth last night. It was a bit weird in a lot of ways. It means I have to sort of get people to do work and then make decisions that some people may not like and things like that. But I think I did quite a good job personally. So it also means I get paid a bit more. But getting paid more, you think, oh, that's good. But the problem is, as you probably know if you live in Britain, the price of petrol is getting bloody stupid. At the moment, it's sitting around 99.9 pence a litre, which is bloody expensive. Basically, it means to fill my car, I'll be talking about 30 to 40 quid a week, which is a hell of a lot. And looking at petrol prices in the next couple of weeks, may be hitting the £1.10 mark, which in my opinion is fucking stupid, but there it goes. Considering most of that is basically tax, so I think that the government doesn't decrease the tax that people pay. I think they're basically going to have a recession because people just can't afford to fill up cars, or if they can't afford to fill up cars, it means that everything's just, they won't be afford. So basically means if it keeps going the way it's going, I'll be able to afford to run my car and buy food, and that'll be it. So anything else that I'd normally buy will go out the window. So it basically means therefore the economy won't get affected, because I won't be putting as much into the economy. Anyway, so that's basically my on job front stuff, and now I'll tell you what else I've been up to. And now I'm going to do a little plug for something that was on the BBC a couple nights ago. Not too sure what night it was on, because I missed it the first time around, but basically at the moment they're doing BBC Electric Proms, which is very good indeed. So basically, a couple nights ago they had Sir Paul McCartney on. If you don't know who Sir Paul McCartney is even, turn off now and just, I don't know, go to sleep. Anyway, so he was on it. He did basically a 90-minute set with tons of his like Beatles stuff and tons of his new stuff. So if you live in Britain and you missed it, you can download it on the BBC iPlayer. So if you go to bbc.co.uk/iPlayer, and then on that you can just basically download it and watch it all again. But if you live anywhere else other than Britain, there's no point going to the website, because it only works in Britain for people that basically pay the licence fee to the BBC. So that's the end of that little plug. So the main other thing I've been up to is that I bought a thing for my bike, basically to turn it into an exercise bike. The way it works, basically, if you've seen it before, basically lifts the back wheel off, so it basically means you can use the bike indoors, which is, I've wanted one for a long time to use. Mum and Dad got one years ago, but it's amazing much advanced since then. But since my parents got one, theirs is like really noisy, but it might noise me basically. And this one's sort of got an internal sort of thing that makes the gear, so it doesn't make a hell of a lot of noise. It's also different than the normal ones. The normal ones basically it spins in the wheel, so basically you wear your tire enough fast, you got around to it. This one's different, it sort of runs in the rim, so therefore you're not constantly wearing your tire out. It's really good having it, but it's changed in a lot of ways. It goes, if you do 6 miles on it, which I've done a number of times, at the end of it you're absolutely sweating bucket loads, because I think when you cycle normally, you can, if you get to a hill, you can roam down into whatever, but in this thing, if you stop pedalling, it stops. So when you do 6 miles on it, it basically means you've done 6 miles of non-stop pedalling, and it is hard work, because the sweat literally pisses off of you. And if you want to see what I mean, you might have seen me live from a webcam when I've been on it, but if not, and you haven't seen any of the pictures, if you go to my website, which is www.gordon-valentine.com, and if you put /webcam/best, and then go to the sort of last pages, and that you'll see me cycling on it and sweat absolutely pissing off on me. And if you still not, if you want to see it live, I'll probably do it again tomorrow or some point in the near future. And the best way to know if it's online is if you go to my website again. If you go to www.gordon-valentine.com/webcam even, and on that there's one that'll say join my Yahoo group. And if you join that, basically means when I'm online on my webcam even, I'll send you an email to say that I'm on it. Or another way you can do it is you can join my podcast RSS feed, which again will let you know that I'm on. And again, to do that, I just go to my website and down the side it'll say RSS feeds. Click on that, click on the podcast one, and again, you'll get an update when I'm on it. And if you like and stuff like that, I would probably recommend you do look at it, because you'll basically get to see me bobbing up and down. That sounds a bit wrong when I'm laying like, because I personally feel a bit stupid if you're on your bike wearing jeans or anything like that. As well, wearing jeans when you're cycling, it's not particularly that nice. So if you do like, I would highly recommend that you check it out. I can't think what else I've been up to. I know I've been up to something else, but for the life of me, I don't quite remember what. So I hope that's kept you up to date of what I've been up to. And I'll speak to you all in the next podcast, people. So bye for now. Bye-bye.